With a wise and probing question, Jesus silenced the Jewish leaders who had come to the temple to challenge his authority. Knowing that his life on earth was nearly over, Jesus spent his time in the temple courts, preaching the gospel to the crowds that came to him and healing the sick. It was there, while he was teaching the people, that the religious leaders came to question his right to do the things he was doing. Jesus then told the people two parables as an indictment against the chief priests and elders. He said to them, "Now, what do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the older one and said, 'Son, go work in the vineyard today.' 'I will not,' he answered. But later on, he changed his mind and went to the vineyard. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. 'Yes, sir,' he answered. But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted?" "The older one," they answered. "Indeed," Jesus said, "and I tell you, the publicans and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John the Baptist came to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the publicans and prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not change your minds later on. You did not repent and believe him." During the ministry of John the Baptist, there had been a powerful movement of repentance and revival amongst the people. Even hardened sinners had been converted. Like the older son of the parable, who at first refused to do the father's will, many dishonest tax collectors, many prostitutes, and other outcasts of Jewish society ended by turning to God in repentance and faith. While the Pharisees and leaders of the people, represented by the second son, who seemed to respect the father's will, nevertheless refused to comply with his commands. Then Jesus continued with another story. "Listen to another parable," he said. "There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a fence around it, dug a wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. When the time came to harvest the grapes, he sent his servants to the tenants to receive his share. The tenants seized his servants, they beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent them his son. 'Surely they will respect my son,' he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance.' So they grabbed him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" Jesus asked. "He will certainly kill those evil men," they answered, "and he will rent the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time." In the parable, the landowner was God, who planted a vineyard, Israel. The servants were the prophets, who were ill-treated. Finally, God sent his son, Messiah, and they put him to death. The priests and Pharisees who were listening to Jesus knew that the Lord's vineyard was an image of the people of Israel, and that they, as the leaders of the nation, were the tenants who looked after that vineyard. So Jesus said, quoting one of the Psalms, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? The Lord has done this. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and he on whom it falls will be crushed." The cornerstone of a house was the most important one which upheld the rest of the building. Jesus was speaking about himself, the foundation and cornerstone of God's spiritual house. The leaders of the people, by rejecting that stone, would be broken. They were the bad tenants of the parable, who, like their predecessors, had ill-treated or killed God's servants, the prophets. And Israel had not given God the fruit of a righteous life. Then God sent his son, but Jesus knew that soon the nation would condemn him to death. "That is why," said Jesus, "the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." The Jewish authorities knew he was talking about them, so they looked for a way to arrest him, but they dared not, because they were afraid of the crowd, who believed that Jesus was a prophet. Next episode, the parable of the wedding banquet and paying taxes to Caesar.